Well, guys, write down the date and time. I've found an exercise device that is actually fun for me. This is quite disturbing. This is called the GSD Powerball, and I have a GSD Powerball in my hand. It's the oddest thing to describe. It's spherical in shape on the outer surface. However, the top and bottom of the spheres have sort of been sliced off. In the top, you have a heavy spinning ball that runs on an axle inside the polycarbonate shell. And on the bottom, you have a display with two buttons for resetting and doing timing things. It also comes with a pull string. Now, if I spin the rotor, you'll hear the clicks as it spins around. The way you're supposed to spin these up is you get this pull string, which is about a foot long. It has two little plastic, plasticized ends. And you spin the rotor until the crack in the rotor shows you a little hole. And you insert the end of the pull string into the hole and push it down. And then you spin the rotor with your fingers so that the cord wraps around the inside of the track that is in the center of the ball. Now, if I pull the string, it will start the ball spinning, but you'll notice that the results are quite uncool. It does this. And you're supposed to ask yourself, well, how are we supposed to get up to 15,000 RPM if you're just going to pull the string and the thing is just going to wind down? It turns out that if you hold the Powerball with the open gyroscope side facing down and the display into the flat palm of your hand, you can actually build the speed of the Powerball by rotating your wrist in the same method that is used when you stir a cup of tea or a pot of soup. And because your wrist is resisting the flywheel, your wrist will then build up the speed. And I'm just crudding on while I wind this pull string on again, which I have just done. So once we get the ball spinning, we grab the end of the pull string, we yank the pull string, and once it's spinning, we start rotating the wrist. So this may take a couple of times to get going, because I'm still learning. Then you spin your wrist like this, and when I feel the resistance of the ball, I work against that resistance. You can hear, and the trick is only to move your wrist to make it go, not your whole arm. And as you can hear, I have it going quite a good click now. And it's quite a lot of effort to resist the gyroscope and keep it running. And we'll let it spin down now, where we just hold the ball and let it rock around in our hand, although I can rev it back up again because it hasn't quite stopped. And that is a GSD Powerball. I think they're kind of cool. I think they're a lot of fun. And they're certainly a very good wrist workout. Can I still spin it up from here? Yes, I can. It's actually easier to accelerate it the faster you have it running. So, these are about $30. You can get them online from various places. This is a computer balanced gyro, and I would recommend getting the one with the display because you can do timing and tests and stuff. I personally can't read the display on this one at the moment, so I'll need to wait for somebody who's coming over to have a look at the display and see what it does. But it certainly builds up wrists and shoulders and all up the arm. You can also get a leg strap for it, and it's a very fun way of actually doing resistance training. Now, they say on the website, or I've seen written around the place, that astronauts use these to do resistance training in zero G. I don't know whether that's true, although I suppose it's feasible. If you're not going to work against gyroscopic force, if you're in zero G, you don't have a lot of options for things like resistance like we do here on Earth. Now, obviously, I've only been using this for about 4 or 5 times. I can already feel the fact that my wrist has had a workout, my arm has had a workout, the muscles in my upper arm have actually started to tense up a little bit. And whilst you don't get instant results from workout, I can certainly feel that this has actually done something for my muscles. And maybe in a few hours' time, I will give it another shot and practice with it a couple of times a day. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this audio boom on the GSD Powerball.